And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Dave Ebraham from the Tomahawk is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all kinds of great fishing. I say it all the time, the off-season is my favorite time of year because we actually get to hang out and talk to Dave for a couple hours. Because normally, during the summertime when the fish are biting, we can't get this guy off the boat. So it's going to be a great day today. Tons of great information with a fantastic guest. You stay tuned. You're listening to a good one. Pete Gray is going to be out of the studio again. He's down in Patagonia. We talked to him a little bit yesterday on an amazing brown trout adventure. But you got Corey and I and Dave standing by. We're going to be talking fishing with you. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all-electric is yours. Tough this mark can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And like you said, Rick, it's an awesome time of the year, and having Dave in here, it's a good time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We don't get to do this very often.
Yeah,
I'm stoked, Dave. Certainly pumped to have you.
Absolutely.
This is a fun time. This is a fun time to be down at the docks, because if you go down to Fisherman's Landing, everything's in, but, like, you know, these last few years, like, there's people on every boat right now. Like,
yeah, exactly.
The old days of being done with your season and tying it up and not worrying about having to get that thing ready until May or June, like, that's gone.
That's,
you know,
it.
Like,
yeah, fishing's been starting around that time. So, yeah, down there a lot.
You guys tied that boat up, and it seemed like the next day you got to going on maintenance. And I, over the time talking with you, kind of been saying, like, you want to be ready when the first wave comes.
Have to.
Tomahawk's back to be on them.
Absolutely, exactly. Not a guilty conscience when there's stuff that needs to be done, not being down there. But, you know, that list, you definitely want to conquer that to-do list sooner than later. So that's definitely the object.
Speaking of the first wave, I mean, there's already
that little bit,
signal,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, a little bit. So that's intriguing. You know, always thinking of what else is to come of that. So yeah, I mean, we're not far off. A little bit more of just some maintenance boat work stuff, and then we'll be ready to take off ourselves there.
You guys, you know, you have done such a great job taking over the boat. It's, you know, this is season three.
As
solely being Dave.
Yep.
Behind the wheel, and it's a boat you've been familiar with. But man, you have taken a good operation, and just, it's been really fun to watch. Over 3 years, you have molded this thing into, I mean, an elite class boat, and it's got, you know, we talked about it in the beginning, like that boat had such good bones to start with.
It did.
But it needed somebody with your background to ship it up, shape it up, and turn it into what it is. And it is an elite class operation.
I appreciate it. And, you know, the good thing is trying to keep the same crew. That's been the big one. And
I'm sure.
Luckily, we'll have the same chef, so he'll be whipping it up in the galley. But, again, it's just a good platform of it. And as much as I want to do everything that the boat needs, you know, new engines, you know, just everything all in one boat work year, I can't. So selecting what we have to do, sure, just because, you know, of course, these things are expensive. But, you know, relationships that I've built even before Tomahawk are helping just with the mechanics, the wood guys. So, you know, everything shapes up in the end. So, that, you know, still here and will be.
That's the thing is I know your background is so unique, and we've talked about it in the past, and I'm sure we will today. You played a part in so many of the highest end operations in terms of all of your time working long range, and you have filled in on a lot of different boats, and you've been mentored by some of the best there, and you can see the culmination of all of your background, like, that you put into Tomahawk.
It's good, man. And
it's almost a problem in that, like, you're expecting your short run thing to be, I mean, you go on a day and a half on the Tomahawk, I always say to Sammy, it's like taking just a middle chunk out of a 16-day. Like,
I've been humbled because, of course, having some of the long-range guys that are still in long-range crew members come fill in, and they you know, kind of have to humble me because, of course, here I am wanting it to be this way, one side of the fishing stack, which we do practice, but some of those long-range things and trying to turn, you know, the one-day, two-day range boat with the long range, it's more stressful because,
sure,
you know, not everyone has that same logic, but here I am wanting to be a perfectionist. So I'm humbled at times, like, all right,
yeah,
we'll get through this, but, you know, at least striving to be just top tier. Definitely.
Well, I love the boat. The Tomahawk is just awesome. And for those that haven't been on board the boat, give us a little bit about it. Tell us kind of about the boat and what she's like and the types of trips that you guys tend to run at a Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah. So it's a 64 feet. I mean, capabilities of sleeping 31 passengers, but we take 28 on our 2 days and 28 on our 2 days, 29 on our day and a halves. Towards the fall, we start doing some little longer 2.5-3 day trips. Galley that seats plenty, you know, nice wide on the sides of the house. I mean, you know, we've all been in those couple boats where it's like,
stop, let me stop you right there. It's not nice and wide on the side of the house. It's huge. I mean, arguably one of the biggest in the fleet. It's huge everywhere.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I mean, the bait's there. We're getting our bow tank redone, resealed up, beefed up the bow where the bow tank sits. Getting that bow tank redone. And it's just all around, man.
Awesome.
It's just a user-friendly boat, you know, wheelhouse all the way down to the bunk room, double wide bunks on the outer sides of it. And it just works out.
Everything really blends
together well. So definitely stoked to have that platform and just keep making it better every year.
Everything about that boat is big, like the house and the, like you say, to get everything. I love it. It's so comfortable to be on. You know, you said you put your 30 guys on there. We talked about that yesterday. They just, on the right boat, that load just disappears.
Exactly.
There's so much room.
Does any of that have to do with Bob Fletcher?
Yeah.
I mean, the height,
build a boat for a big guy.
I know.
That's it.
The wheelhouse.
The wheelhouse is nice.
You can actually stand up.
Exactly. The setup is there.
That's cool.
100%.
Now, you guys do, like you said, a lot of light a day and a half type fishing. When will that start for Tomahawk? Is it all based on the fishing? I mean, you just want to be ready to say go? Is it mostly charter, open party? What's the run like?
As of right now, we're mostly open party, and I kind of knew that coming with it. As much as you want to be charters and have those dates locked in, for sure goes. Majority of it's open party, but I know I have my Instagram guy, you know, posting these posts on, you know, if you want charter dates, you know, even for the guys that were with us last year, I know I've talked to a handful of them. And calling Fisherman's Landing. Fisherman's Landing has been my backup, of course, me being on the boat.
That's
pretty
it.
Much every trip. Fisherman's Landing has the keys to, book charters, open party stuff. So it's seeing those spots or dates that you want for your charter, work charter, whatever it may be, definitely jumping on those sooner than later.
And are open party days available now? Like the guys,
it is.
You know, guys here on the show, like, oh my God, I love that boat. I fished on it in the past. I really want to go fishing with Dave. You could book a trip right now.
You could book a trip right now, right now. So I said, I want to say April 18th is the first trip on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Boat's going to be ready here within the next couple weeks. So if we start seeing, something at least to shoot for, I mean, there it is. Throw something up there on the website and get going. But as of right now, it's scheduled to start April 18th. So trips from there and until the end of the season.
What is it like this time of year trying to get things started? It's got to be, what is it that you guys as a fleet are looking for? What are the conditions that need to be present to get things rolling? Is it bait? Is it water? Is it fleet looking? Like,
I'd say it's a lot, man. A lot of the help to at least get people, I guess, that spark going is that the spotter plane. The spotter plane goes up, sees something, sees potential, shoots out numbers to guys, and guys that maybe have that list that I have, that if I want to do, call it a crew trip, I go down and call, just because, we say you get the plane dope one day and you want to leave the following evening or afternoon, like you have to have that list of guys like, hey, we're going to leave tomorrow, are you in?
Yeah.
So gathering up enough people, enough,
I can't guarantee rod
and reelers,
but I can guarantee
exactly.
You that there's something worth fishing for. Let's
exactly
go.
So I built that list, and if that plane comes, flies around and sees something to shoot for, then it's, you figure if you go out there and you get a good hit and pictures get taken, posted, and it's, you just start getting that movement. We have to get the movement. So hopefully sooner than later. I say it now, which I'll probably be regretting come fall, but you want to get going again.
I think all of us are like very, everybody's got their ear to the ground, but you just don't know quite what to expect this year. In the past couple of years, omitting last year, it started as early as March and April, and there was fish around, and I mean that's around the corner, and there was fish caught last week. It's very curious to see whether it'll be early, but then last year, which was still a phenomenal year, it was a little bit of a slower, a little bit later start. So was that the anomaly? Is that how things are going? Man, everybody keeps talking about just the insane amount of anchovy that's around. It sure seems like the stage is set for another really good one.
Exactly. And of course I hear anchovy and it's like, being old enough, but we're being able to remember what had happened a while back, that species we all want to see come back, and it's like, hey, is it the year that they start coming back? But
Dave's bringing it up.
You're
kind of skirting it.
Purple in the corner. That was it. It's different thoughts start getting flared up because, this is all the at least calm before the storm, per se, And what the future is going to bring, it's nice that we're seeing that bluefin, and I think they're seeing it better even farther south, but that's that bigger gamble. So getting them better, at least more in volume, in range, God, man, that's a toughie,
Is there any commonality to early season fishing? Like, is it often you're always going to catch your early season fish on the jigs at nighttime, or it's always going to be daytime sinker fishing? Or is early season fish just the same as the middle of the year, just when it starts?
God, trip by trip, I'm thinking. Yeah. I feel like it definitely favors the nighttime thing if I had to decide on that. And then just, the whole daytime sinker thing, you're still getting it down to that same water column. So I feel like that nighttime thing, man, and it always makes you wonder on how many trips before we even started doing the nighttime thing, could we have did the nighttime thing and conquered? But I feel like it favors the nighttime thing early season.
Okay.
So it's hard to say, man. And then next thing you know, you go out on a trip and it's just daytime. So
it's fun. It seems like every year there's a different wrinkle of what the thing was.
But a good wrinkle.
A great wrinkle, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you just think about all the ways that we have caught this fish when we've been in this cycle, from, finding them yummy flyer, skipping, and then, and then flat falling, and then flat falling the knife jigs. And these years where all those skiffs were having Mad Mac trolling and you were getting jig strikes on 150-pound tuna. Like, when did that ever happen? And the craziness in between, and then watching it, watching the season kind of twist and turn where it's all about sinker rigs and 60-pound, and then two trips later it's back only on the night jig, and these guys had a daytime drift, and it really keeps you on your toes.
It does. And that's, it's almost like if there's a lure working better than the others, it's most likely, yes, it's a good lure. It gets bit. Fish want it. But it's what everyone decides to, like, at least being most confident with. Like, if you get 10 guys fishing that same lure, of course that lure is going to stick out. So it's like, it's almost like the early on guys who start using something because they believe in it starts working, and then that word just starts spreading. Next thing you know, everyone's using it. So it's like we have control, at least the ones that are confident in what they use, to decipher what could work, because it's all about using it.
Yeah.
You know, if you believe in it, use it, stick with it, and I think that gets some of those carried on to be fleet-wide spread of what to use.
That's cool.
and it seems like a lot of it over the last 11 years or so has been based around the Chovy, right? I mean, the Chovy's been offshore like the entire time. Is it still set that way this spring?
I mean, we saw foamer stuff, you know, being on the Chovy, small bait stuff.
Which isn't friendly for you, right?
It's not friendly for us, but the Chovy they're seeing is bigger size stuff.
Yeah.
And, God, if we had to, you know, having that in our bait tank. So we always like to have that tank of Chovy for the chum's sake and all that.
Yeah.
But having three tanks of that stuff, man, on the hook, fishing that, bringing back sliding sinkers and rubber cores and stuff.
Oh, boy.
I'm so mixed on it. You know, people that are my age, I've never had a time when you had to fish with just the Chove. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, I've had plenty of times throughout my life when it was the better option, or you fished it for this reason, or you loved it because you had all the chum, but there was always a tank of big bait with it. Like, you know, the generation that's my age and younger has never been through a cycle where that's all there was. And you hear all the stories of guys leaving on a 16-day trip, and they had nothing but anchovies. And
I wonder if it's coming. I mean, it's kind of... The table's kind of set that way, right? I mean, it's
yes is and no's, and I know that there's some bait up above, and you know the guys, you know, Everingham Brothers, like, yes, there's mostly Chove, but there is definitely sardine. When the guys go on a long trip, there's sardine for them to have. So I don't know, we'll see. Like, we're working on trying to get a more definitive answer through the help of Brian with the guys from Everingham Brothers, trying to help us set up like a really cool show, and we're trying to work on that.
That would be fantastic.
Oh my God,
really.
Yeah, totally.
It really would.
I'm like geeked out about it, and hopefully a little more to come. Brian's been like the raddest facilitator in that. So with Pete being gone, I've been trying to get the dates, but we're gonna make something super rad happen.
But in all Chovy situation, I mean, for chum and keeping the fish around is always like
they like them.
Oh,
they like them. My little gummy bears for them, sense.
And listeners and passengers don't understand that. Like, if you take a 10-pound fish, whether it's a calico bass, a halibut, or a tuna, a yellowtail, it can only fit so many sardines in its gullet. Okay? Like a yellowtail. Let's take a 10-pound yellowtail.
It can require a few.
Well, it could fit probably 6 or 8 full-size sardines, right? Well, once it's eaten part of that chum...
You get them in tune, You get
But it's full and gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But that Chovy, it would take 100 Chovies to fill it up.
You keep them in tune. You keep them in that bite mode. You know,
in a frenzy.
Lateral lines being triggered, them reacting to some movement. You know, it's
inshore to offshore.
It'd be fun to see.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've never been through it. I've never experienced it. So we'll see.
John White, Johnny White at Dana. Him and I have talked about this a number of times, and it was in 1991, 92 that it went to sardine.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, we call it the demise of the calicos, because anybody was able to, you could pin a 40-pound and a sardine and rope the 5-pound calicos.
Ooh.
Prior to that, it was all Chovy.
Right.
And you couldn't, you know, so easily get it done that way. But him and I talk about it often. So it was 91.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Johnny White's good people. I see him often cruising in there.
Well, as you can hear, we just got a great show. So stoked to have Dave in here. We're so blessed to have him. Again, a guy with a background like Dave's, there's just so much to cover. And, you know, obviously captain of a premier boat, but also I remember Dave spending so much time bluefin fishing and private boat talking back and forth. Your background is so immense on all the rigs that you've been a part of, and today's going to be an awesome show. We're stoked to have you.
It really is.
Thank you for having me. Absolutely.
Yeah, super cool having you in here, and always a great guest too, man. A text flow through. And if you want to text the show, do it through the app. If you got a question or a comment for Dave and the Tomahawk, we'd love to hear from you. Text the show through the app, and you can shoot us a call too. Jeff's waiting for you at the fan there at 97.3. the fan. 833-288-0973. Jeff's waiting for you right now. And we do have a couple open lines, so it's all yours. 833-288-0973. And we're going to be right back. More with Dave and the Tomahawk when we return on the Let's Talk Cookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Searcher Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure. No obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks, get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and so stoked to have Dave in here, and we're actually giving away a a day and a half trip on the Tomahawk with Dave. If you want to give us a call at 833-288-0973 or send us a text via the app. We'll flip a coin at the end of the show.
I'm in the other room calling in for that, man. It's an awesome rig. It's an awesome ride. I love fishing with Dave. It's just, it's a really cool prize. Thanks for letting us do that, man. That's really generous of you.
Definitely.
And, man, we're certainly pumped, and what an opportunity to get to go fishing on such a beautiful boat like the Tomahawk. Well, hey, before we get rolling, we got a special guest on the line. Pete is joining us from, man, I don't even want to guess as to trying to say the name of where you're at when you were giving us the rundown of all the locales you hit on the trip. But, Pete, we're sure pumped to hear from you, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning, Dave and Corey and Rick. And thanks for covering, for allowing Laura and I to go on this amazing trip here in Patagonia, Chile. I wanted to correct a couple things that I said wrong yesterday, just to clarify where we actually were and give credit where credit's due. We're actually right now, we're in Puerto Varas. We're on the shores of Lake Lingahui or something like that.
Now you can see my hesitation.
Yeah. We're in the lake region of Patagonia. It's actually, we're on a gigantic lake at the base of a huge volcano that's snow-capped. It's like a peak. It's just amazing. There's 101 active volcanoes in Chile, and we're right at the base of one of them, believe it or not.
Crazy.
And one just to the south of us blew its top about 10 years ago. And but I got to say, Chile, this region of Chile and Patagonia is just amazing. It's a little more populated up here. We're about 500 miles north of where we were yesterday, in the kind of the central part of Patagonia, but now we're in the northern lake region of Patagonia of Chile here. But beautiful country, beautiful people, wonderful places. But The place we were, I said it was Hacienda de los Rios, and it's showing my Mexican culture influence there on that. It's actually called Estancia de los Rios, okay? And estancias are very, very large. It's like 300,000 acres of private waters and land.
Wow, incredible. Wow.
And it's run by Marcelo and Victoria. And then Christian, who's Marcelo's brother, is also a partner in the Estancia, booked us through Andy's Journeys. I said Andy's Adventures. It's actually Andy's Journeys. And understand that these are not advertisers. These are not sponsors. I'm paying full boat here. It's just I wanted our listeners to know about this place.
That's
just
right.
Because it's such a special place. It's so far away, but it's unbelievable. I mean, you get to fish basically by yourself on dozens of rivers and lakes and creeks. And I fished spring creeks. I fished lakes. I fished rivers. It was just unbelievable. I'm just me and the guide, or me and Lolly and
oh
the guide.
God.
Lolly was busy, like I said, riding horses and such like that. But again, really encourage people to check out estanciadelosrios.com. Just because there's such great people, and Andy's Journeys too. He also has a website. Christian does too, and he kind of set up the rest of our trip. The rest of our trip that we're going to continue on here. But this morning it's raining in Patagonia, but it was like 55 degrees in the rain, you know, nice rain. But it's now it's kind of the sun's starting to poke through. We went for a little hike just across the street from the hotel that we're in, and we were eating wild berries and wild cherries from the trees. And it's a pretty special place. So just wanted to add that and correct the correct those names so that you know where I am. And I'll do my best to call in next Saturday or Sunday and tell you about what other journeys we've been on. And we're going to go explore volcanoes. There's hot springs all around here and a lot of hiking and such like that. Maybe get some more fishing in. But you guys have a great show and enjoy yourselves. And thank you for covering for us.
All right, buddy. Well, glad to hear it, man. Glad you guys are having such a fantastic trip. And, yeah, sounds amazing. We can't wait for the full wrap-up if you ever make it back up into the studio, you know. With a trip like that, man, I can see you setting up shop.
I don't really need to come back. You guys are doing a fantastic job, and I appreciate it. You're just great. So maybe I'll just stay down here for a month.
Here's the deciding point. Pete, are there wineries in the area, or is it just fishing?
Oh, yeah. No, well, that's kind of the end of our journey, the last part of our journey.
Oh, shocker. Sabino's involved.
Which is about, there's 500 miles north of here. We're going to fly from Puerto Montt to Santiago, and then we're going to drive about an hour out of Santiago, which is a giant city, and it's the wine country. We're going to spend 3 days in the wine country.
Oh, beautiful.
Doing it right, buddy.
Deal's a deal.
Doing it right.
All right. And you can buy a bottle of wine down here for $7, and it's really good.
Well, man, you better get home then. Yeah, it's going to be real trouble. Pete, great job. Glad to hear that things are going so awesome down there. And, yeah, we can't wait to hear the wrap-up. Give us a call next week. Let us know how she went.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for covering, man. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
take care. Have a great show. Thanks for being there, Dave.
Yep, thank you.
Appreciate it, Pete. Well, why don't we go to the text? We had a ton standing by, like Corey mentioned before, too. Phone lines are open right now. We do have an open phone line if you want to get that. It's 833-288-0973. Get a chance to talk to Jeff. Get ready to talk to Captain Dave. And then also your opportunity to win a day and a half trip on board the Tomahawk at a Fisherman's Landing. How cool is that?
Oh, man. Sign me up.
And you go whenever you want to go. You got the itch, and you want to get into an early season bluefin with Dave, go for it. You want to go on a Saturday in August, whatever it is. If there's an open spot on an open party trip, you're going. No restrictions, no hesitation. Come fishing when it works. Day and a half trip on the Tomahawk. How rad is that?
I know. Giving it away today.
I love it. Well, hey, we're going to start it off with a text, and I always love this one just because it's such a great background of a great fisherman. It says, good morning, guys. Tomahawk is such an insanely beautiful boat. I've had some fantastic trips. I love seeing the big bluefin on your galley. My question is for Dave. I really enjoy fishing with you. I'm wondering where you got your start in sport fishing, what your path has been like to becoming the owner of the boat, and then also what is your favorite fish to catch when you're not behind the wheel?
Ooh, that's it. All right. So started, my grandma would take me to Marina Del Rey, drop me off on the old New Del Mar, so half day fishing up at Marina Del Rey. That was the start of it. Moved down to San Diego. My pops had took me on an 8-day trip. The funny thing is, on some of these trips, if I remember, I'm always caught in fish dope and all that. Like, every once in a while in my seminars, I give this whole this whole speech of, like, how I started.
If I love it.
If I don't recognize a bunch of faces, then I'll throw it out there. But this is how it riddles, too, so it's funny. But, yeah, Marina Del Rey started up there, and, God, that was 97, 98, going on as a passenger, and did the whole pinhead thing. That was the part I forgot. So pinheaded a little bit up there, moved down here. And my pops had took me on an 8-day trip on the American Angler, and meeting Sam Patel and Brian Kiyohara then. Brian had called Booger back then when he had the mission bell. Started helping, you know, I shouldn't even say work, pinhead on the mission bell, but a handful of trips with Booger on the mission bell.
But Brian recognized that you loved it, you just went with Dad fishing on a trip, had a great time.
Exactly.
But you two made that connection.
Brian made me slick her up, scrub the whole American Angler. This is back when they first got the American Angler. And he made the call, and sure enough, a handful of weekends, did the whole mission bell at Seaforth back when Booger had it then. And switched to, you know, the whole overnight gig. I was doing that. Of course, I was on the Albacore around, so it was just... I always tell the young crew members, like, back when that stuff was around, the top of the dock was like a party.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, you know, parking wars.
Legitimately. And
legitimately.
Hibachi's on back on the tailgate. Oh, man. And, you know, dudes having way too many beers in the back of the truck beforehand. It was a wild scene around in the Albacore.
Even in some of the better bluefin stuff, you know, it's like, still don't see the top of the docks like that.
Those years, Dave, I'm sorry to talk over you, but it's so special. When we get the long fins, man, it just brings people out of the woodwork.
It does.
I pray we see it, you know, this year.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Exactly. No, you're good. I'm waiting for it because
I'm feeling it.
Now being in the spot I'm in and being the guy in charge and remembering how these dudes would fish the sonar back in Albacore fishing just because I was always in the wheelhouse, wanted to see and learn and, you know, hearing hookup and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It's something you can't describe when you're behind the wheel and pulling the throttles back. It's a full thing. But that, and then, so I went from the one-day Albacore boat stuff to, pretty much working on the Apollo with JJ was that sequence. did the last few years, JJ had the Apollo. Did that with him, and from there, did the fill-in thing. I think it was like the Rooster, the Royal Star, Independence, and I want to say the last full-time long-range boat was the American Angler. And even after that, when you know, I left the nest, you know, doing the whole fill-in thing, like you mentioned, just different long-range boats and being in the wheelhouses of all these guys that have been doing it for longer than most, you know, these younger guys have been even alive, and it's like taking that and then the whole Tomahawk opportunity, man. It's in the back of my mind, I knew I wanted to, but didn't take that step yet, and was reached out to and was told that the Tomahawk is the canvas, and did I want to be the guy behind the reins, and I took it up, and here we are.
I think it's just such a rad background to, you know, like you have got to, you know, you were like the ultimate relief crew member that worked on, and you got to work on all the boats.
I did.
And you got to see every operation, and I know you hold a big ocean going license, and you know, you have had a mix of getting to work on all those operations, and so you weren't necessarily full time on this boat for 10 years. You were worked these trips on this one, worked those trips on that one, and so you have such a unique background that you got to really sample the good of everything in our fleet.
Yeah,
and get to, you know, and that's your background.
Not only that, but getting to sample all that, but under Brian Kiyohara, Sam Patella, Booger, and who else did you?
JJ.
JJ, Garrison, dude, are you kidding me? Like,
no surprise that thing runs good, huh?
Right?
That was a good one. And being, I remember that, too, the last few years he had it and doing the Guadalupe. Before, you know, this was when really no one could go there except that boat, and being there and being able to do that for, I want to say we had like 7 5-day trips at the end of every year that we would do, and God, that was a treat.
And all those names, all those names are not only like some of the best fishermen, but they are the best at customer service.
Man,
that's right.
And I mean, you learn from the best.
I picked up the lecturing in the wheelhouse from one of them. I won't name drop, but lecturing just you know, father son talks to some of these younger crew members because it's different.
It's
different than when I was their age at, you know, so having these talks and what matters and what's important and conversing with the passengers, like that was the big one. Get down there and mingle, because you know, you never know, someone down there is does something, could have some type of connection, but it's at least creating that comfortable environment. That's what I'm trying to do.
And it makes it so much more fun on the deck. Like, it's very clear that, like, you bring that to everybody on the seminar going out, and everybody gels and become friends. You know, would it be the evening before fishing on your way out, and that just translates into such a fun atmosphere on the deck. Then when it is time to fish in and everybody's, you know, tangled and bumping into a guy and giving a hard time to your bud because he lost one and high-fiving your other buddy because he got one, it just makes that experience so much more.
It does. And it's more so, too, I do it because, you know, me personally, Dave Ibrahim, I don't have, the Instagram stuff, like my personal stuff, Facebook. I don't have any of that. So it's like, well, here it is, these people coming on the boat. They really don't know who I am unless they, see me in, on other boats or what have you. So me not having my personal Instagram, and so Tomahawk does have the Instagram, but it's like, yeah, these people are probably looking at me, who is this guy? Because they couldn't, you know, type my name in and see it, see my profile and stuff. So I guess I do it, you know, like for a part of that reason too, but I'm still behind the power curve on acquiring one of those ones for myself. But
I like it. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's dying to talk. Oh, we got to say too, because I'm curious too. Take yourself out. You're not running the boat. You're getting to go fishing, whatever it is. What's your favorite thing to get to do when you're not behind the wheel? You just get to go fishing for days.
I'd say yellowtail.
Okay.
Yellowtail. God, it's just something about, you know, whether it's surface iron or yo-yo. Of course, preferably surface iron. That's just, you can't compare that.
You've done everything. You fish locally. You fish long range. You fish the islands. If you can put yourself into one favorite spot, nothing's closed. This imaginary line, you could be at any island up and down the coast of Mexico. Could be Clemente, wherever it would be. If you could put yourself in one spot, where's your favorite place to get surface iron yellowtail?
Ooh, if you could get them tuned in on it. I mean, Guadalupe, just for that sake of just, we've seen the 76-pound yellowtail there. Not on the surface iron, that was on the sliding sinker.
But the land of prehistoric giant ones.
Man, it's just something about it. When you're pulling up to, you know, Pilot Rock, when we were allowed there, or when we were allowed to go there, checking in and sound check, you know, that whole process. Just to pulling up to that island, whether you're a passenger or crew member, we all felt that just like, man, here it is.
And what was so rad about fishing Guadalupe with yellowtail, you could hook one that was a 25 pounder, and on the next cast, it could be a 75 pounder.
Good one, that's insane.
Same spot, same time, same everything.
Can't say it'd be epic bites on yellowtail, like surface iron stuff, but I mean, you'd get a hit on them. You'd get a hit on them. But being able to experience to myself when that. Somehow, some way, if it ever was, I'd like to go on as a passenger. Just the whole. Of course, I'd probably find myself picking up the deck hose, gaffing a few, but that would be definitely one I want to try. Just to say, you know, at least I could rod and reel the whole trip. But that was just an epic fishery.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope we get an opportunity to do it again someday. Yeah. That's a real special spot. Well, the phones are packed, Corey. Let's jump into them.
Let's do it. How about John? John Cohn from Escondido. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, John.
Hey, great job as always. The one thing I got to tell Dave this year, awesome job getting your schedule out soon, baby, right? I got four trips booked with you. Hoping that last year I had a couple trips. You got charters, and so I got bumped off on the charters. But just have a great time. I'd like to see more 2.5 and 3-day trips, but I'm just stoked that it's out there starting in April, and we get to go fishing with you again.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you. Yeah, I remember crossing paths with you here at the top of the dock as well, man. I'm glad to see you cruising around and look forward to having you. Absolutely.
You're obviously familiar with the boat, John. You can speak to it, too. Like that's one of my favorite things about that Tomahawk is just how comfortable that boat is. The bunks are big. The distance between the house and the rail is big. It's just she's in a really nice boat to fish on, huh?
Yeah, but Dave himself, right? I mean, he puts in the time. He keeps us out there in the water, you know, and knowing that we're going to get back to the dock late, he makes a phone call and let the guys at the dock know we're going to be late just to get us that, you know, because we've got a bite going on because maybe it wasn't so good earlier. And, even in the rain, you know, 2 years ago we were out, you know, and it, you know, it was fun. And it's always a good energy on the boat.
That's cool.
Awesome. Thank you, John.
Those are the little things that make that the home boat, man. Yep. That's cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
He even came out of the wheelhouse to get up on the bow because we were fishing this fish for a long time, right? You know, and he even fished on it for a half hour.
I love it. That's how you know you got the right one, John. Well, appreciate the phone call, buddy, very much. Sounds like you got a good schedule coming your way.
No, that's definitely good stuff right there. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily. Perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And so stoked to have Dave in studio today. And there is one open line right now. They've been full, but that last caller opened one line up at 833-288-0973. Or you can text us via the app. And Dave's been kind enough to bring a day-and-a-half trip for one lucky winner. We'll flip the coin whether it goes to a caller or a texter.
So rad, man. Well, there's certainly lots of fun going on and lots of fishing to be had out there, including finding out what's going on with the catch report. It is time for the catch report this morning, brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Fill up your car, your truck, your boat with the lowest prices on gas and diesel. Did you also know that Summit is the place for the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your private boat trip? 25 cents gets you your first 5-pound bag of ice.
Crazy.
It doesn't sound real.
It doesn't.
You can drop a quarter and get a 5-pound bag of ice. Also, $3.99 for 25-pound bags. It's not a 20, it's a 25-pound bag. And for $3.99, get as many of those as you want. Also, right now, it's the lowest prices for a car wash. You can roll through Summit Gasoline for $6, go through their killer car wash. It's just a great opportunity. And the very best, as we've always mentioned, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Dozens of great snacks for 89 cents and so much more at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners and always the lowest prices on gas and diesel right at the San Diego Sports Arena. We got the man, Captain Brian Willie from Dana Ward Sport Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Willie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
How's it going this morning? Good, man. All good, hey. For us, short report this week, we had light loads is kind of the case for where we're at, you know. Cooler in the morning, Everyone's out doing other things, but we get it. Half-day anglers for us this week. We're still on the bass program. Again, the key for those guys that were getting the bites was the light line, small hooks. If they're fishing the live bait, they use, you know, their small little number four hooks for the anchovies, fluorocarbon leaders, like that whole deal. The water's been really clean. So that presentation has been a big deal for the guys, you know, wanting to get the bites on both the sand bass and the calico bass. A few more halibut in the mix for our guys on the drift days that we've been out there. Not a whole lot of big fish. It's all been smaller fish, you know, 5 to 10 pound stuff, little stuff, but still some signs in those areas again, which has been good for us to see that compared to last year. And then whatnot on our three-quarter days has been just a standard cool water focus on the sculpin and the whitefish. So plenty of opportunity to catch on that sculpin. It's been very steady and pretty simple to catch, you know, what you need on that. So it's been good for some of the first timers, and the kids have been having a good time with that. And after we've kind of caught what we need on the sculpin, we've had a chance to kind of slide back to the inside into some of that cleaner water and either, you know, try halibut drift or two with the time that we have left, or, you know, we set up yesterday in the kelp down there near barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, and had some calico bass action for the guys as the day kind of wound down. So it would be a good idea to throw a bass rod in with, you know, whatever you want to use to focus on some of that sculpin and whitefish out in a little bit deeper water. You know, something with some 8, 10, 12-pound line, catch us some bass possibly at the end of the day there on those three-quarter days. So
certainly,
this weather this week looks a little iffy in the middle of the week. So if you want to come with us this week, maybe earlier in the week or later as the week kind of plays on, would be a call to make a reservation on one of those days. Obviously, with the lighter loads, the reservations help get the trip away from the dock. So keep that in mind if you want to come with us this week. So
good call.
Other than that, that's pretty much it.
I'll say, speaking of bass rod, you know, we talked quite a bit about it last week, but we should certainly talk about it yet again today. And that's that potential of the sand bass closure that the Fish and Game Commission has talked about. You did a great job kind of giving over the synopsis with it, but I mean, it is a really big deal and so important to get that word out. You know, like a
absolutely.
And yep. Again, it's just you know, you guys are doing a great job. CCA California, we posted it a lot on all of our social media accounts, but it's such a, you know, it's such an important fishery. And like you said, even this time of year, the opportunity is always there to make that happen. And it's an important fish for us to get to fish for, and so important for your voice to be heard from that Fish and Game Commission.
Absolutely. You know, the meeting's coming up in 2 weeks. It'll be up in Sacramento. You know, I don't know if there's any listeners up that way that would, you know, want to come make public comment or something. But, you know, I think the window is closed possibly for the email and the
written. Yeah, I think
it,
the email.
You can always write something together and shoot it through and see what happens.
Yeah, I think that the comment portion closed on the 29th. But like you said, that doesn't mean that public involvement needs to go away either. And, you know, just because the email to Fish and Game Commission window might have closed, it sure doesn't mean that, you know, it's not still important for, you know, all of us to reach out and be active for it. And you guys have just done such a great job helping to spread the word at Dana War Sport Fishing, and, you know, same with CCA California. And you guys just do the best job, Ryan. We sure appreciate it.
Cool. You know, if anyone's looking to do something, you know, and you're not a CCA member, you know, certainly consider it. You know, get involved, and, you know, we can always use extra voices and extra help there. So, good deal. Thanks for that. If you guys want to come with us this week, our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawharf.com.
You're the best, Willie. Appreciate it very much. Great report. We'll keep getting them while we got those good weather windows, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks for the time, guys. See
thanks,
ya.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate that very much.
Brian having a calicos in the kelp.
I know, man.
Right?
Not a better thing to
dude,
make Corey
we're
happy.
Barely touching February, man. Right?
I mean, you know, Corey, you've talked about it a bunch, too. Like
stability.
It doesn't take 75 degrees in August to have a bass bite.
No.
It's just
stability.
Give you some consistent conditions for a few days.
And maybe Dave can chime in, too, but I love when water gets cold. Seriously. Because here's the deal. I mean, it's touched 55 this year.
Right.
Okay.
That's frigid.
But when it reaches 58,
things get triggered.
Yeah, I understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Which is still chilly on a normal basis.
It is.
But
I always think back just to the whole like steps of like the youth getting into it, whether they're going to be a crew member or a passenger. But that was entry level bass, sand bass. You know, just that. You know, any other bass, but just that whole range of fishing that he mentioned for those reports.
Totally.
I mean, that's how you get the youth's attention. So that's big.
A bass rod.
Over here.
A bass rod. you know, a 4-inch MC, a 3/4 ounce lead head.
Bring it on.
And anything that is willing to bite that is fun. Like, it's the best.
And here's the other thing with that, what Brian mentioned is the photo period. We're getting longer periods. Like, it's probably a 30-minute longer day today, daylight, than it was a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, roughly.
We're starting to get it back.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I'm ready.
And it doesn't take 65-degree water.
Right.
Yeah, oh, man.
Just give me a few days of good fishing. We got a great picture from Al the Sports Barber with some A-rig calico bass that were just caught over the last couple of days, man. We'll take it. They're around.
Bring it on.
Put your time in. It's on.
I'm in.
Let's get them in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John Cole from Huntington Beach. Good morning, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. Captain Dave, I just took my grandkids up to the Bart Hall show in Long Beach over the weekend, and they loved running around the boats and having fun playing with the bait nets and things like that. What age do you recommend coming out on your boat, and how would you prepare the kids for something like that?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. And I'm just thinking back to what we have had on the boat. I feel like it. You know, with this nighttime stuff, it may get a little intense. I'd say the all-around age that I see is like a 7, 8 years old, at least for when these big bluefin are around. I feel like if we were kelp-style fishing and you had a savvy, you know, youngster that was into it, you know, then maybe 6 years old. But I feel like 7 or 8 years old was always a good number for the cattle boats to at least be at ease a little more. I think with me, even with my 6-year-old, I'd still have the life jacket on them, you know, it's that whole thing. But, God, I always thought, like, the kelp paddy fishing for an overnight trip or day and a half trip. Like, the kelp paddy stuff with the Dorado, the yellowtail, maybe even some yellowfin tuna, that festive feisty, you know, action on the deck. Man.
That sounds
perfect. That's how you get them. Cruise them to the bow and hook one for them or let them hook their own. I feel like I think it'd be pretty covered on that. But it just depends. Every kid's so different. You know, me having a 6-year-old son, it's, you know, my son, he's good for about 20 minutes in something and then he wants to do something else. So every kid's different.
Yeah, totally. You find the thing that makes it right.
Yeah.
Totally.
And prepping them, have you taken them on the ocean before? On just moving around boats?
Not yet.
Maybe like a half-day trip might be the starter kit just to see. And, of course, everything's based on weight with this medication, you know, Dramamine or something. But, see, I'm not too sure on the motion sickness stuff. But, you know, that'd be something to look into just to make sure you navigate there properly.
Do what Brian Woolley just mentioned.
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
Out of Dana Wharf.
And also yesterday we had Captain Brian Castleton from the New Seaforth on. And, you know, same deal. He was talking about how there's just tremendous whitefish fishing to be had right now. That might not be the thing that you brag to your buddies about, the epic sack of whitefish that you caught
when you're
looking at your season's total. But it's solid action.
Yeah.
Kids are all gonna catch. They're gonna have a good time. Yeah. It's easy to do. They're gonna bring a sack of fillets home to show mom. Like it's gonna be a rad day, and it's quick. It's an easy hit. And they were also talking about, you know, the motion sickness options that Dustin has at Seaforth.
I know,
renting those motion sickness electric bands. I mean, there's some great opportunities.
And I remember Brian yesterday. He said every drop to the bottom, you're rattled. Like you're bit
on.
Nearly instantly. Yeah.
Yeah. What a great way to tune somebody into them, you know, limit a fish.
I'm ready to go.
Make fish, exactly. Go home, make fish tacos for dinner, and, you know, you get to celebrate the, you know, your kids catching the whole thing. It'd be really fun, and I hope you get on here. That's awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that very much. We're going to continue on with the Catch Report, Corey. It's your favorite part of the show.
And we got Gundy, the man, surf guru himself. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
What's up, gentlemen?
How we doing?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
A little frustrated. A little frustrating with the weather here. That's our problem.
Yeah.
It sets you up and then knocks you down.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing in the surf is consistency, you know, and it's just this time of year, that's just what it is, you know, so you got to fish your windows or whatever. Some guys up off Santa Barbara there, Ventura, Oxnard, those guys in that perch area, on the better days, they're putting together some perch catches. The halibut fishing a little tough, you know, with the squid offshore. I think it sucked some of those fish off the beach. But, you know, guys are scratching at some small fish and stuff. But we're just looking at some better weather. You know, it might be a good time to break down the gear, put on the fresh line, do things like that so you're ready when the weather turns. Because we know how quick it can turn, you know, these days. It goes right from winter to summer.
And those are good tips too, man. New hooks on the, you know, new hooks on your jerk bait and your halibut rig, get new line on your reel, try to get a little service done, get the sand out of that spinning reel. There's plenty of backside stuff that makes for a successful surf angler that's not just about your toes in the sand.
You know, that's a good point, Rockod. Where preparation meets opportunity, you know, guys always say, God, how do you catch the big fish all the time or something? And it's things like that, you know. I've had a crack in one of my guides, and that's parted the line, you know. So things like that, you know, some guys run pantyhose through the guides just to make sure you don't have any hang-ups, or just a good visual look is a good idea. And like you said, look at the details of things, because those are things, you know, you always want to control the things you can control before you reach the fishing grounds. That's something that's I've just learned over the years. Well, once you're on the ground, you have enough to deal with, you know what I mean? So those guys who are prepared are always the ones who are sticking the bigger fish.
That's it, brother. Yeah, that's hey, appreciate a great report as always, amigo. Here's to better weather and better fishing, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, have a good week, guys.
All right, man. Thank you,
you're the best. Yeah. Appreciate that very much. And that's going to wrap up our report, Corey.
It is, and if you want to pick up your 2025 CCA sport fishing calendar, you can get them at Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth, Dana Landing on Mission Bay, or your favorite tackle shop. And by doing so, you're supporting CCA and your right to protect your right to fish in California. And that does conclude our fish report. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 97.3 The Fan. We're going to be right back with Dave Ibrahim on the Tomahawk.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagro Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check us out at SagroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.